Good afternoon from the Broker's Playbook Studios. This is your boy, Simeon Papaelias, and I have a very distinguished guest with me today, a guest who is no stranger to Broker's Playbook or to anyone in our business. It is Mr. Tim Hudak. Tim, welcome to Broker's Playbook Podcast, my friend.
Simeon, awesome to see you again, pal. Great to be back here at the Broker's Playbook. You're looking good.
Thank you, my good friend. Thank you. I appreciate you. You're looking fine as always, my friend.
Ah, you said that because I did. This is my happy shirt. I'm in a good mood. I got my light colors on. It makes me feel cheerful.
Well, I will tell you, you always look cheerful. You just have one of those cheerful faces. Like, even when angry, I think you look cheerful. So
there you go.
Nice to have you on, my man. It's timely and very strategic why I invited you at this point to Broker's Playbook. We're actually going to be airing this episode as you're listening to it. This is not an evergreen episode. It is Friday, November the 11th. It is Remembrance Day, and we shall never forget the heroes who protect us and continue to do so every day out there. And to those who have fallen, big respect and big, big ode of gratitude. We are here to talk about today with Tim a few very important and timely issues developing in the real estate industry. Lots of news breaking out with interest rates, lots of news breaking out on crypto, just a million things happening in the world. But what we're not talking about amongst each other in the industry is, what do we do about it? How do we shift our businesses? What kind of mindset do we need? What are the things that are happening that are going to impact both our results as real estate brokers, both as counselors to our clients? What are they to expect in the next year from a market outlook, and how do we navigate them and create opportunities for them to have either more affordability or the opportunity to invest in housing, to create affordable housing? There's so many topics that I just want to really touch on that are very, very relevant. Tim, I want to start off with something that's going down in the next few days here. The biggest real estate event in our country is coming. Give me the details for Reality Plus. Why did AREA put this on? What do we expect this event to be?
You bet. Well, think of it this way. This is the best stage sitting in anywhere in Canada to get a sneak preview of where the market is going and how you can create opportunity in this current transitional marketplace. We're going to have some of the top real estate CEOs there. We're going to have some of the top people in businesses associated with real estate, like marketing, some celebrity guests, and all kinds of panels to give you the insight you need to create growth opportunity in the time ahead in the challenging market.
When we talk about this event, are we talking about, first and foremost, if you can please share the details of when the event is taking place, where the event is taking place, and kind of if you can reference the grandeur of the event. This isn't a 200-person event. What exactly, and first and foremost, it's live. That's huge. Welcome back. Tell us a little bit about the venue itself.
A whole lot there. So let's maybe break it up in pieces. So the Reality Conference has always been, you know, the best days you get a look at where things are going. Speakers that you don't normally see at a real estate conference, and it's Canada's biggest, best real estate conference, live and in person. It's in Toronto, November 22nd and 23rd, so just over a week away. If you want tickets, realityconference.ca. We'll go on the speakers in a little bit. I want to talk about the networking as well. I mean, Simeon, we've been apart for 2.5 years, all of us, right? And realtors and those that are interested in real estate investment thrive on seeing human beings, having some networking, a chance to meet new people or catch up with old friends. So we're having several big cocktail parties and bashes as well for awesome networking opportunities. We anticipate over 1,000 people, leading real estate people in Ontario and across Canada, descending on Toronto November 22 to 23 at the Beanfield Center. Again, realityconference.ca.
For those who don't know, Beanfield Center is right downtown on the exhibition grounds. One of the biggest conference centers in the city and or in the country. Top world-class event and venue, so I expect it to be good. Networking opportunities, especially with 2.5 years of no conferences. I can speak to my own business, of course, and to many of those that I'm directly with on a consistent basis. We built our entire business, our firm, everything, literally on actual wine and cheeses, live networking events. And of course, I am one of the biggest proponents of collaboration. When you have 1,000+ people at a venue, the momentum and the energy that gets created is superb. It's actually very difficult to describe the type of energy that can be created, especially when we're talking about salespeople in a room, because we are de facto more optimistic, more energy driven. So as far as I'm concerned, I did want you to come on the show today to promote this, because I will be there both as a guest, and I have the privilege, the massive privilege, on moderating one of the biggest panels of the two-day event, the Disruption Panel. But I want people to be there. I want people to experience this. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the guests that are joining? Kind of. I wanted to speak to the caliber of guest that's coming. There's one specific one, maybe you know, maybe you don't, that's my favorite. If you can speak to some of the caliber of the guests.
All right. So this is our third one we've done. You talked about the energy. There's going to be three networking sessions, a 100th anniversary bash. It's Aria's 100th birthday. How often does that come along, Simeon?
Happy birthday.
Right? That's almost sold out, by the way. So you're watching this. Get your ticket right away, because we're almost sold out of that event. That's going to happen on the Tuesday night. The Young Professionals Network is going to have take us back to like a speakeasy theme, the Roaring 20s when Aria was born. That's a great networking opportunity as well on the Monday night. And there's going to be a cocktail party on the Tuesday afternoon after our last speaker. So those are the networking sessions. Top speakers, I'm wondering, I'll give you a list and then I'll see if I can figure out who you might be most excited about. All right. So, and then maybe Simeon, we can talk about some of the panels like the one that you're running. Okay. So we're going to have four of the top Canadian CEOs of real estate companies. They're on the stage to tell you what they think is going to be happening in the marketplace, and also their tips for how you gain market share. I've heard from all of them that good agents grab more market share when there's more challenging markets.
100%.
There you go. You would say the same thing. Phil Soper from Royal LePage, Chris Alexander from Remax, Joyce Perron from Exit, and Don Connor from Sotheby's, all on the stage at the same time. Two American CEOs, Glenn Sanford. I think he's actually Canadian, but he's moved to the States. He runs eXp. eXp is the fastest-growing real estate brand in North America. He's got his eyes on increasing business in Canada, so he's going to talk about his model and what he sees in our country. And also we have Pamela Liebman. She's the CEO for the Corcoran Group, the significant player south of the border, Corcoran, more on the luxury side.
Yep.
They're moving into Canada, Simeon. She'll be the first agent in Canada for Corcoran, and they're going to tell us exactly what their plans are for the Canadian market. That's the CEOs. Let me talk about some of the people with expertise. So the Chief Marketing Officer of the Year in 2021, Bozum of St. John. You may have heard about some of her companies, small companies like Netflix and Uber. You might have heard of them. So she knows marketing. She's going to tell you how to connect with people in today's day and age. Platon, probably the world's most famous photographer, is going to talk about capturing that right image. On the politics side, advocacy, I get to interview President Bill Clinton. I'm super excited about that. There you go.
I love that.
Under President Clinton, the Americans had the highest rate of home ownership in their history. So I'd ask him what he did and how we can copy that here in Ontario and in Canada. We have Lisa LaFlamme, the Canadian journalist, probably Canada's most famous journalist.
And she just made headlines too with leaving from the CBC. So this is her first, I believe this is her first big appearance since leaving the CBC, no?
You nailed it. So it's the first one since leaving, and it'll be her first stage, and she's going to talk about how do you connect with your audience with authenticity, and how do you tell that story in today's day and age? I'll take a breath there. Yeah. That's just some of our speakers taking place the 22nd and 23rd of November.
Yeah, so funny enough, you never mentioned my favorite speaker of all.
Well, I got more coming.
I want to actually hit a couple of the points that you made, but yeah. I will say David Goggins is a legend. He's a warrior. He has one of the best human stories that I've had the privilege of reading, both his biography. I've heard the audiobook probably three times in my car. I just love the man. And the reason I love the man is because he is made of grit, which is something that I resonate with. I was never the smartest, best looking, best athlete, but I've outworked my competition my entire life.
I think you got the full package, Simeon.
You're too kind. But no, everybody knows kind of what they've had to deal with in their life. Everybody has their own hill to climb. But people resonate differently with others. And David Goggins is just by far one of the biggest influences, per se, from an outside person that we are nothing alike on anything, but we are everything alike in here. So, like, I just resonate with his story. It inspires me. It reminds me why I do everything that I do. I just can't wait to see him. I can't wait to see him speak. He's just an inspiration.
That's awesome.
Everybody else you spoke to, and I've seen you interview a past president before. It was at the Ontario Realtor Party, maybe five years ago, perhaps.
Yep.
Time seems to be zipping by, where you actually interviewed George W. Bush, the second, not the dad, but George W. Bush, that dealt with 9/11, as well as Prime Minister Chrétien.
Yeah.
And that was such a great interview. You are a very, very good interviewer. You really are. And the reason I say that is because I was always riddled with presumptions about George W. Bush, and I'm going to admit it, they weren't the best ones.
Sure.
And you were able to bring out a side of him with the questions that you asked that I was like, I'm a real ignorant ass. Like, I just prejudged him on just all the classic media ways. Do you know what I mean?
Sure,
you were able
absolutely.
To bring his human side out and his reasoning side out and kind of questions like, why did you do what you did? And the way he explained it, it's like, okay, maybe there is more than one view.
Yeah.
And you know what I mean? So you feel different. And these conferences have the ability to give you that, a higher caliber guest, a higher caliber interviewer. I'm not here to pump anyone's tires, but I'm just like, I want to tell our industry and our fellow brokers the truth. When you associate yourself with the best in the business, chances are something's going to rub off. If you're going to have the leading 5-6 CEOs of the leading 5-6 real estate companies in North America, forget Canada, sitting on a panel sharing what they're doing to gain market share, chances are you're going to get an idea from a guy like Phil Soper. A guy like Glenn Sanford, who has expanded globally on a digital platform in real estate. Whether you like eXp, you don't like eXp, whether you like full-service Royal LePage or not, it's irrelevant. These are the biggest brands in real estate. They have massive market share, and they're expanding and growing. And they all have the same objective, to win.
Absolutely.
We're going to learn something.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And like we were saying earlier, too, I mean, this is for people in the real estate business, right? You're going to be learning from top leaders across North America. We just started our list, by the way, you and I, but we knocked on a good number of them. And also people outside of real estate, like you talk about David Goggins, right? His inspirational story and discipline, Bozeman St. John on the marketing side, Lisa LaFlemme in how you connect with people. So expertise in areas around real estate. But you tell me, I mean, you've got tons of followers here at the Brokers of Playbook. This is going to be attractive also to people who are real estate investors and just plain fans of real estate. They're all welcome to join us as well. We got more non-members coming this year than I think the other previous reality conferences combined.
That's amazing. And we can definitely get the message out to our entire audiences of investors alike. And I do believe Aurea did share with us a special link for special pricing as well. So a big shout out to Mr. Luigi Favaro, VP of partnerships, for giving us some amazing deals for our crew to join the event. It's awesome.
Well, I hope to see the Playbook fans down there. And then, of course, Simeon, you're on the stage. Can I talk about some of the panels we have?
For sure.
All right. So we talked with some of the individual speakers. Then we're going to have panels that are going to bear down on particular topics. And you're going to be there leading a panel on what's happening in disruption in tech, what's hot and what's not. Because we want to hear from people like you and the leaders out there if some new thing is a shiny bauble or if it's something that's going to help you save time, save money and grow your business. That's going to be a great panel right there.
You bet. And I'm super excited for it. I actually know who the panelists are, and they're super exciting technologies that they're working on. They're very relevant. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag here. What I will tell you is that I'm preparing my questions, and my questions are going to be directly tied to them explaining the value proposition directly to both industry and to both the consumer, to the industry and the consumer, meaning the consumer has to win first always. The tech success relies on the adoption by the industry, though. So when you bridge industry adoption with a consumer win is where you identify a winner. That's kind of where I see PropTech. So don't make my job harder in order for the consumer to win. It has to be streamlined. You have to make both our lives easier. You have to give me a win at the same time. And these guys and gals are working on exactly that. They're changing the way business is done. And I think the audience is going to be very excited about some of these technologies.
Oh, for sure. It's going to be a great panel. And obviously, we picked the right guy to run that panel, Simeon. So thanks for taking that on, man. Another panel I think is going to hit, you tell me with realtors that you're talking to, but the number one thing I hear from realtors right now is it was a pretty good market the last number of years. And now the momentum has turned. So how are you going to actually keep your business and build at the time ahead? So a panel called Been There, Done That. We have a number of veteran realtors who have been through up and downs over their career. They're going to lay out their secrets of success. People like Frank Leo, we know him very well. Diane Usher is going to be part of that. We have an American leader as well who went through the downturn in 2008 and built her business from there, Simeon. So if you really want to know how you can actually not only survive but grow in this kind of market, Been There, Done That's a panel for you.
And how timely could it possibly be, right? How timely could it possibly be? Because there is going to be a shakeup in this market. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
You can be on one side or the other, right? And these guys will tell you how to be on the right side of that equation.
Correct. But it's also a choice. I think as an industry, as a realtor, as a team leader, you have to make a conscious choice. You're either going to open your eyes to the reality of the marketplace, open your eyes to the reality of your value proposition to the marketplace. When you attend Reality Plus, you're going to get the best branding advice, the best marketing advice, and the best anecdotal evidence from people who have lived and thrived through similar channels and circumstances to tell you what to do. If you are doubting your future, or if you're doubting your ability or your skill set, this is the time to invest in yourself and give yourself the opportunity to listen and be coachable and take the advice and implement. You have to take action in a market like this. No doubt about it.
Nailed that one. Let me give you another one, too, that I'm excited about from a panel. There is going to be a new open offer process starting in April of next year, right, where you can share the contents of offers if buyers and sellers opt in. So what the hell is that going to look like? That will be new in North America. So we're going to bring in a couple of companies that are in this business that have done it in Australia, and we're going to bring in a veteran, Sam McDaddy, a veteran experienced agent himself, to say, this is how I think it's going to go. So this could be a new tool in your toolkit as a realtor, as a broker. Huge. What's it going to look like? You'll get a sneak preview at Reality as well.
Yeah, because it's for better or for worse, unless you're going to at least you're going to have some expert opinion behind it. Like Sam McDaddy, how many thousands of offers has that man gone through? He represents clients in the hottest markets in Canada.
Yep.
At the highest level.
Yep.
So this is who, again, like for me, I live my life from a coachable everyday learning experience. And when people that function and rep the industry at that level, I just know better. I listen. That's when I listen and I take what I can to put into my own value proposition. So I hope others do the same.
Perfect. One more, and we can talk about other aspects of the conference. This is going to be a fun one. You know, think of a mixture kind of America's Got Talent and Dragon's Den. So we're going to have three or four new technologies on the stage. They're going to make their pitch, and then we're going to have some experienced realtors and brokers who are going to say, you know, I'd buy that, I'd invest in that. That's going to come nowhere near my office. And we're going to have the audience vote as well.
Wow.
To see which little technology they think is actually going to pay off for them in growing their business, whether that's a real estate or some other business.
All right. Well, that's going to get real tense out there, I bet. I like it. Some drama. I love it. That's my jam right there.
Kevin Krieger, the president of the Toronto Region Real Estate Board, very successful, is going to be one of those judges. Kate Broderick, she's with Revel out of Brantford. Marissa Arnold, she's a broker out of Sudbury. So we got a good variety of judges with a lot of personality, and they're not afraid to call them as they see them.
I just met in person for the first time and spent some time with Ms. Broderick out of Brantford.
There you go.
At Kathleen Black's event. Kathleen's a world-class coach. You were actually one of the speakers there as well.
I was.
Yes,
they had to close up the show so everybody would head off to the bar.
I missed you by minutes. So we had just wrapped up on this on stage before, maybe one speaker before you, and I tried to actually catch you, but I didn't. But I met Ms. Broderick at that event, and she is a force of nature, my man.
Good.
So I really look forward to her being a judge. But let's see if she's going to be reserved, or if she's going to take gloves off and go nuts.
Yeah, like a lot of experience, success, and a lot of personality.
One more time, Tim, realityplus.ca, is that what it is?
Realityconference.ca. So realityconference.ca. It'll be over 1,000 leading real estate agents and investors and fans of real estate from across Canada. You can sign up at realityconference.ca and do buy your ticket ahead of time, because some of those networking opportunities, they're about to sell out. So snap them up.
100%. It's going to be worth every single dollar. I do want to cover off a couple more hot topics. As I said in the beginning when we were introducing the show, there is a few major things that I wanted your insight to the industry on. So above and beyond the Reality Plus conference, obviously, guys, we're all passionate about this. We're all passionate about the business. But there are things that everybody needs to know. And when I say everybody, this is a 100% industry and investment podcast. And what Tim has been working on for years, what I have been trying to my very best ability to always assist him in getting the message out, because we just so happen to believe in the very same thing. Housing affordability will never exist unless there is significant change. Ontario has a housing supply crisis. And unless we fix the supply, and we know that to be at almost 2 million homes province-wide, unless we address the supply, these up and downs of an interest rate hike up and down are not, this is a band-aid, this is a circumstantial slowdown due to physical limitations of the supply chain, wars overseas, and inflation going up after the pandemic. The actual fundamental problems of our real estate market not only have not changed, not only have they not been addressed, it is a matter of time, whether it's 6 months, a year, I don't care if it's 2 years. As an investor, not a real estate agent, as an investor, I know as a fact that even if they were to bring in the cavalry, even if they were to bring in all the changes in the world, in the next decade, and based on government bringing in 500,000 immigrants a year,
yeah,
I bet on Ontario real estate as an investor. I know that prices in 10 years from today are going to be either double or almost double, just like they have four times in the last four decades of us keeping records of it. Why? Because Ontario enjoys decent weather. It's not California, but we have decent four seasons. We have spectacular education, health, highways for all the problems that we have as a country. Trust me, it's a lot worse elsewhere. When we talk about greener grass, 500,000 people coming here a year, they're not coming because they expect it to be worse than when they're leaving. And they know that it's better. And I can say that I live in the best province on the planet, the best city on the planet. I love where we're from. And I'm telling you that real estate in Ontario is a safe bet because we have not addressed a single issue to keep this market on a level playing field with elsewhere. Whether it's red tape, whether it's this, whether it's the other. Tim and his team at AREA, amongst other governing bodies, have been working together to change some legislation, to introduce legislation to make things easier. Tim, tell me how close you are in finally getting rid of this ridiculous, exclusionary, archaic zoning that's been ravaging affordability in the city of Toronto.
Yeah, big step forwards. I mean, so let me get some background here. You said it really well. We're 1.5 million homes short. We need to build those in the next 10 years if we want the keys to get closer to hand for struggling millennials and newcomers to Canada, hardworking Canadians. And so the Ontario Real Estate Association did our homework. We put a bunch of ideas on the table for all political parties. Premier Ford won. And the good news is he's taken a lot of our book, a lot of our recipe there, and he's put it on the table in new legislation. It's called More Homes Built Faster. And that's what it's all about.
And that's the name of the bill, Tim?
That's the name of the legislation, exactly.
Smart.
It's what it is. It's the pretty plain language, right? So you get more homes built and build them faster. The way they're going to do that is tear down a lot of the red tape, the outdated rules that stand in the way, that delay projects, take away some of the tools that NIMBY forces use to delay, to drive up prices, to get projects canceled, and to give new housing opportunities, especially for first-time buyers and move-up buyers when kids come along. You mentioned exclusionary zoning. That's one of the issues that AREA pushed that is in this bill, finally. Basically, here's how it works. So picture a wartime bungalow in Vaughan or in Scarborough or in St. Catharines. And the owner today, she could knock that bungalow down and, you know, build a four-story monster home for one family. And that's right. We support that. She's worked hard, right? Family saved up their money. God bless them. But if they want to knock that home down and build a duplex or a triplex where three young families could get a start, right, and get a home, holy crow, they go through this regulatory ringer. The NIMBYs come in, the lawyers come in, and they just throw up their arms and they walk away. And who loses is those three families that don't get a home in the first place. So this bill will allow you can go either way. You can build up as you can today, but also you can provide more affordable homes for people to own or rent, and that's a major step forward in every city and town in our province.
Mr. Tim Hudak, let me remind you of this. Above and beyond the three families looking for an affordable home, above and beyond all the beautiful and noble causes that we're looking to champion through with this legislation, I will also remind you that there is the investor, which is myself. I am a real estate investor. I always seek opportunity to create wealth using real estate.
Mm-hmm.
By championing, so this is the thing. We're in a place so unique because it's normally not like this. But in Ontario today, the selfish investor, make them look like me. I don't care about characterizations and nonsense. It's me. Let's just say it's me. If I want to just make money off real estate, Ontario today, if that legislation goes through, it will allow me to do noble work like create affordable housing while taking single-use properties and turning them into duplexes, triplexes, and more, depending on where, how the location of the real estate is put in the city. So by the subways, obviously, there's going to be higher density. As you go out, it's going to be different. But while we do this, this not only are you going to be able as an investor to profit, you're actually going to be help solving a housing crisis in one of the hottest markets on the globe. Toronto is suffering. So somebody who is not making $250,000 a year and has to make a salary of 60 can no longer afford to be in the city, not to rent and not to buy. And we have the unique ability as investors today to be able to create those doors, those suites inside existing real estate pockets, where we take down a wartime bungalow, build a fourplex that has two roommates inside each one.
Sure.
As an investor, you're going to make more by retailing the doors than you ever would possibly make, creating cash flow and a profit for you while creating affordable doors for the market. These two things are not always hand in hand. And in this case, should legislation like this go through, not only do you help protect and provide for a market that's starving for affordable homes, there's actually the opportunity to the investor to monetize it while doing work that is amazing for his fellow man or woman. That's what I really, really wanted to stress, that because it's not every market that can afford this opportunity. This one uniquely does.
Yeah, it's a great point how investors watching the Broker's Playbook and across Ontario can turn some of these old homes into new homes for ownership or for rental. And at the same time, then, they're providing a great place to live for people who are desperate to get out of their parents' basement.
That's right.
So it's a win-win scenario for the province and for folks who want to give back and also provide for their retirement down the road. And after knocking on the door for many, many years, the door has now come open. The bill is before the House, and we do hope to see that passed so we can get going on this and create more homes and more investment in our province.
And what is that time like, Tim? Like, how long does it typically take for government to move a bill through, and when do we see implementation? So if you were holding a magic wand, how long would this take?
That's a great question. So sometimes bills can take a long time to go through the legislature. Sometimes they can go, you know, in a matter of weeks, depending on the priority. And I can tell you, I attended an event with Premier Ford and his Municipal Affairs and Housing Minister, Steve Clark, when they announced this legislation. It is a top priority for the government. So I expect it to be on that matter of weeks side.
Amazing.
There are consultations happening right now on the bill. We're participating in that. They'll take the advice, you know, cross the T here, dot the I there, make whatever changes are necessary. So I would expect to see that the bill would be then proclaimed into law, meaning that it's the green light is on and go. Sometime I would think in probably the spring of 2023 is my best guess.
Amazing. So that's actually like tomorrow, for example, 2-3 months, where we're talking about government that's very fast. A lot of things have to take place for things to take effect. So if we're talking about spring 2023, that is phenomenal.
Yep.
And I truly hope that that turns out to be the case. Last but not least, I wanted to just spend a quick few minutes on a couple of news articles that I read in the last 24 hours. U.S. inflation rate cools a bit. As a result, we saw bond rates quickly change in a favorable direction. Do we expect Canada to follow suit? Are we seeing the same type of, are we seeing inflation soften?
We are seeing some positive signs for sure. Now, we've still got a ways to go, right? Inflation is a monster, and we have to slay the dragon, and they can't really do that overnight. But the last interest rate increase in Canada was 50 basis points when many experts thought it was 75. Similarly, here, the market responded positively, right? The bond yield got improved, and we're probably expecting another one in December and maybe in the new year. But if they're on this track, we're making very good progress. Why do we have to kill inflation? Because it kills your savings. It gobbles up how much you pay at the grocery store, gas for your tank. If you're looking at your savings for retirement, inflation takes a bite out of that every single month. So the government's doing the right thing, as difficult as it is, but it does love making progress. And you're the expert here. I just listen to them. But I think when we get to interest rate stability, when we see the interest rates are plateaued and heading down, I think you'll see a big return of demand to the marketplace, all that pent-up demand.
That's correct. So that was actually, I couldn't agree more. I just did an interview a couple of days ago, and I was asked what my insight would be or what my prediction is. And I don't like to talk nonsense or put any, sensationalism out there further to what there's already there. But the minute we see we have proof that the market found its bottom, meaning there's no more increases and or a decrease, I fear there's going to be a tidal wave of buyers coming back to make sure they're grabbing it at the bottom and not when prices increase. So I hope that herd mentality is something that the brokers listening coach their clients on. Do not allow your client to be a part of any herd, whether it's bear or bull. It's never healthy. It's the herd mentality of bull markets that got us in this position to begin with. It's when everybody thought borrowing money against a HELOC is a good idea and be able to, like the never-ending ATM, which became the house. No.
Yep.
Stop it. Because when interest rates go up, you see how quickly things turn, like overnight. As brokers, as a president of a huge government body, the biggest board in North America or the globe, Tim, like, well, what's OREA?
Oh, we're number four in North America when it comes to realtors, about 92,000. We're behind Texas, Florida, and California.
Amazing place to be. Like, sure. And again, our responsibility and our duty to our clients is to ensure they're making educated, timely decisions, which is why this is why we're sitting here promoting a conference with leading speakers. This is why I'm telling you now, don't allow your clients to make emotional, herd-based decisions. Everybody else is doing it. I'm going to do it too. They should be making it on the merit of their own finances, of their own agenda and goal setting. This is the time to set as an agent, set yourself apart by educating, by creating value to your clients, by using the data that you hear and listen to here on Broker's Playbook and any other. There's a million amazing shows out there, and I hope to see you all out at Reality. Any parting words, Mr. Hudak?
Yeah, let me conclude with this. One of the panels, too, bears versus bulls. So we're going to have two leading economists, Benjamin Tao and David Rosenberg. Very good insight.
Rosenberg is the bear, if anybody doesn't know.
The bear and the bull are coming together. And a couple of leading realtors, Melanie Pichet and Desmond Brown, are going to be there as a real estate voice, what they're seeing on the street. So if you want some insight, the thing you and I just talked about,
I wasn't aware, but for those others who weren't aware, Benjamin Tao is probably one of the most optimistic economists out there. He represents CIBC World Markets. But when I say optimistic, he's also been probably the only economist with that many predictions that were dead on.
Yeah, yeah.
So he's the most accurate and the most classified as optimistic, but the most accurate world economist in North America today. On the other hand, Mr. Rosenberg is known as the bear guy. He's been predicting the collapse for a very long time. Unfortunately, he's been wrong for a very long time, but every dog has his day. And right now, he's reigning very righteous in where things are at. So
well, they'll be entering the ring, and you can judge for yourself, right? Who you think's got the best story. Two of the leaders, probably the leaders you described 100%. In Canada when it comes to real estate.
100%. Mr. Hudak, I want to thank you so much for your time with us on Broker's Playbook. I appreciate you. We appreciate you. And of course, I look forward to seeing you again in person at Reality Plus. That is realityconference.ca for everyone. Get your tickets. Hopefully you join us and we see you there.
See you there.